I say subprime, you say mortgage, right? We all know the story about people who had lower credit scores or borderline credit scores, were approved for home loans with very high interest or perhaps an adjustable rate interest. And then for one reason or another, they found themselves unable to pay that loan. The economy collapsed. The banks tightened up their mortgage requirements to where now it's very difficult to get a mortgage. Now, that exact same story, to a certain extent, applies in the car market as well. A similar storyline there. Buyers with low credit scores are approved for very high interest rate loans in higher numbers. And although that sort of stopped happening for the past few years, the number of people getting car loans with subprime scores is going up again. Joining us now, Beth Koebleiner, author of Get a Financial Life, an appointee also to the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability. And this is something that the President's Advisory Council, that the White House, is worried about.
Well, it's something that came up at a meeting. It hasn't actually been something that was addressed specifically, but it was kind of mentioned, one of the speakers talking to us. So it hasn't been addressed necessarily, but it's something that, you know, is being talked about in the trade press, and it's certainly worth something consumers to be aware of.
All right. Also with us, Brian Willen, sales manager at the Albany Honda car dealership in Albany, Georgia. And Brian, I understand you do not loan, you don't make subprime loans at your dealership.
Well, we don't hold the paper ourselves at the dealership. Now, we do arrange financing for customers with subprime credit through a number of lenders who that's kind of their specialty.
To subprime loans for vehicles?
Correct.
Do you worry about whether, and when you're making subprime loans, about the ability of the buyer to continue to pay their loan?
Well, sure. That's always a concern because we're kind of the face of the, even though we're not the lender directly to the customer, we're the face of the transaction, and our image in the community and with our customer base is important to us. So you want to make sure you're doing something that's feasible and comfortable for them.
And I would imagine that when you look at the housing market right now, it's to a certain extent a cautionary tale to be careful to make sure that people are getting good loans that they can pay so that it doesn't ruin the industry.
Well, sure. Yeah. And you've also got what I call kind of the newly minted subprime customer, folks who have, over the last couple of years have had a job loss, maybe have had to retrain in a different career field. And 2 years ago, this was a prime customer who the best products were available to them. Now, coming through job loss, job change, they find themselves in the subprime market, and it's something new they're having to navigate.
That's an interesting point. That's Brian Willen, a sales manager at Albany Honda in Albany, Georgia. So, Beth, you know, to a certain extent, he's right. There are a number of people who have to get subprime loans that never would have in the past.
Absolutely. You know, the good news is Americans historically, you don't default on cars so much. You know,
right.
They're smaller purchases than homes, certainly. And in fact, TransUnion, one of the reporting agencies, showed that Americans are actually paying off their car loans on time at a better rate than ever before. So people are making sure to make those car payments on time because they need their car to drive to the job that they're happy to have, most likely. And also, car loans are typically fixed rate loans rather than adjustable mortgage like mortgages were, which was such a big problem. But I think what we really are seeing is the fact that these subprime loans are increasing, you know, steadily. It's not as much as it was, you know. Back in 2006, if you had a crummy credit record, you can go into a dealer and 40% of people would get a car loan. Today, it's closer to about, if you have a not such a great credit record, you can get about 10% of people can get a car loan. But the thing that I'm most concerned about are people, consumers, not being aware of the fact, if you have a pretty good credit record and you go into a car
about
car
700
dealership,
or so.
Yeah, about 700 or over, even over 650.
Right.
You know, remember, credit scores range from 300 to 850. If your credit score is about 650 or over, know what your credit score is, and you go into a car dealer, don't jump on that car. You know, it's very exciting. You want to get that car, but don't tell them what you want your monthly payment to be. Negotiate for the car first. And then look for a car loan, go to a bank, go to a credit union, go to other places. Don't just get that deal because you might be suckered into getting a high interest rate loan, even
but is
though.
It, is it the same for loans and for leasing? Because leasing is a credit arrangement as well.
Right. Well, leasing typically is more expensive. And I sort of urge people not to lease unless you need to get a new car every few years for business reasons or whatever it is. But for car loans, Loans are very low right now. It's the average loan is 3.9%. Keep that in mind when you're shopping around for a car. That's the rate you want to get.
Okay, so people don't default often on car loans. They're doing better in paying car loans than ever
right.
before. So I guess the danger of this subprime market in car loans isn't, you know, as bad as, say, we saw in housing. But it sounds to me like what's really at lying here is the fact that it appears we haven't necessarily educated Americans financially enough to avoid these kind of loans, and we don't have the right regulations in place to make the financial system and the lending system completely safe for the economy.
I think what we're seeing that is that, you know, as lenders get more and more into this, the word subprime now really raises everybody's eyebrows and are concerned. And I think, you know, we're starting to see that idea that, wait a second, if lenders are getting into the subprime loan, what's happening? And that will be more closely monitored and watched in the auto industry. And we have not seen problems yet. In fact, people are making their car loan payments on time. But I think for consumers, the big takeaway here is now when you're going into that dealer, make sure you know what interest rate you're paying. Because if there are more subprime loans out there and out there in the marketplace, you have to know what you're getting. And that's what this whole, you know, financial advisory, this whole financial Elizabeth Warren board is about, making sure consumers know what you're signing. Because if you're signing pages and pages of documents and you're excited to drive away in that car, you need to know what you're putting your money into and what kind of loan you're getting. And that really is critical, I think, for consumers.
And maybe someday we'll get a better system at evaluating people's ability to pay than that credit score.
Yeah,
someday.
Absolutely. You know how much, and that's another point. It's an excellent point. If you have the ability to pay, if you have a job, bring in a stub, make it clear, make a down payment if you can. You want to show the dealer that you are able to pay. Those kind of old-fashioned credit standards are very valuable for getting the better interest rate loan.
That's Beth Koblenner, Takeaway contributor, appointee to the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability, talking about the subprime car lending industry, but it looks like the number of subprime car loans is going up. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.